What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Just Isabel Things podcast, hosted by me. I'm Isabel, and I'm an 18-year-old podcaster. Tune in every Sunday to hear me talk about life stories and experiences, advice, podcast tips, and so much more. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast, and also feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com for future business or collab opportunities. Just Isabel Thinks podcast can be heard on your favorite listening platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And now let's hear a word from our sponsors and get on with the episode. What's up, everyone? Summer break is finally here, and I'm so excited to be spending my break podcasting, hanging out with friends, and of course, listening to audiobooks on Audible. Audible is a fantastic app that you can download on your smart device. You can listen to thousands upon thousands of audiobooks, comedy specials, podcasts, and some of these things are just exclusive to Audible. I love using Audible, and that is why I am giving you guys one free credit and a 30-day free trial to use on Audible. You can click the link in my bio or go to audibletrial.com/justisabelthings. I hope you enjoy using Audible, and now on to the rest of today's episode. What's up, everyone? Today I'm sharing our workplace horror stories, funny stories, scary stories, all of that. I am actually really excited for today's episode. I haven't done one of these episodes before, so if you want me to do some more of these types of episodes, just let me know. I thought this was a really cool idea to do because all of us, you know, well, I'm assuming most of us have a job of some sort, and we've all have horror stories of things that have happened to us, whether that was working with a customer, a coworker, all that stuff. So I'm really excited for today's episode, and you guys know that I like to start my episodes off with a life update. Not too much is going on this week. I'm putting out this episode today. Really excited about that. I went on my friend Matthew's podcast. You should go check it out. His podcast name is That's So Matthew. We talked about the 1999 DCOM Smart House. So that episode is out now. Go check it out. Last week I did my experience being on a TV show for the first time during COVID episode. Go check that episode out as well. Also, I'm bringing on so many cool guests for this month, which I'm really excited about. I announced I'm bringing on Noel Mulkey, who is famously known on TikTok. He does so many triathlons. He's just did a triathlon in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he's going to the Kona World Champs in October. So he's going to come on the podcast. He just hit 800,000 followers on TikTok. So I'm really excited to bring him on, as well as Rivka Reyes, who played Katie in School of Rock, which is one of my favorite movies. So they're coming on the podcast this month, toward the end of the month. So I'm really excited to bring those two amazing guests on the podcast toward the end of this month. So hopefully you guys stick around for those awesome episodes. Really excited for them. And yeah, let's get right into today's episode. I don't think I have anything else to update on, but, you know, make sure to follow me on Instagram, email, DM me if you have any questions, business, or sponsorship inquiries. And yeah, I think that's it. So let's get right into today's episode. All right, everyone. So I forgot to mention in my life update that I have been putting out a couple newsletters these past few weeks. So if you want to be added to my email newsletter list, just send me your email and I will add you to the list. You'll get a newsletter from me about once or twice a week. And then I also posted on Instagram earlier this week about, I did an introduction post. I've never really done one of those before. And I just did one because I thought it would be a really good idea to welcome new podcasters to the podcast community. There's a lot of new ones, you know, with summer starting, there's a lot of new podcasters out there, and I just wanted to make an introduction post, so go check that out. A lot of people liked that post and interacted with it and commented and introduced themselves in the comments, so that was a really cool thing I did, and it was kind of cool how it turned out. So yeah, let's move on to sharing my lifeguard horror stories. So this one is the most iconic one, And it's actually it was really awkward how it happened. So this happened my first year I was working. I was going to be a sophomore, and it was Father's Day weekend, June of 2018. I was going to be a sophomore in high school. The vibe is immaculate. Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD just came out, and it was like the song of the summer, and you know, overall, everyone's just happy, life is good, no COVID, you know, 2 years ago, obviously, or 3 years ago, yeah, it was 3 years ago, so everyone's happy while working, we're all good. And so I'm working a 3 p.m. to close, so like 3 p.m. to 8 shift, and this was Father's Day weekend, June 2018, and I think this was a Friday or a Saturday, and so a lot of people are drinking or have been drinking all day, and the fact that people have been drinking all day has a big part in the story, so we are going to have two characters in the story. We will call them Lisa and Joe. Lisa and Joe both are married, they have kids, but they're not married to each other. So Lisa's husband leaves with the kids, and Joe's wife leaves with the kids. And so they're both at the pool. Lisa and Joe both stay at the pool. They start talking, you know, flirting with each other, and then one thing turns into another, and these two people who are parents and who have spouses start making out on the pool deck and are showing PDA in front of the lifeguards, kids, families. And also this kind of happened, like, once they started, like, getting a little frisky, this started happening toward the end of the shift, so like 7-8 o'clock at night, and they just started hanging out, like showing PDA, making out, so awkward. And it makes it more awkward, like, if they're a boyfriend and girlfriend, fine, whatever, but if they're both cheating on their spouses, it makes it so much more uncomfortable, and it just makes me sick to my stomach. And it was so sad to sit there and just watch that unfold, because, like, they both have spouses, like, they're both married, they both have younger kids, and a lot of parents kind of knew what was going on. And actually, there was a mom who went up to them and was like, "Hey, Joe, my friend knows your wife," or something like that. And of course, Joe and Lisa are, like, very, very drunk, like, drunk. And they just keep going at it, and it gets just really uncomfortable to watch. And then the night ends, we have to close the pool, and they actually end up leaving with each other. It was a super awkward situation to watch, and to watch it unfold. I don't think I've seen them at the pool since that day. I think I might have seen Lisa, but again, it was 3 years ago, so I don't really remember, like, their exact faces. It was just really awkward to watch two people who are married, who have kids, but are not together, and they just start going at it on the pool deck in front of young teen lifeguards, in front of kids, in front of families who knew them. It was just a really awkward situation, and that's probably one of my most iconic working horror stories. So that was an interesting day. And it was my first year of working too. Nothing that iconic has happened since that day. Like, there have been some moments, and I'm going to talk about them in a few minutes, but it was just so awkward to watch that, and so sad to watch, and so uncomfortable. So yeah, anyways, moving on to the next story. This next one happened, it was also my first day. Not first day. It was my first week of working. It was kind of a windy day. I actually don't know if it was windy, but actually what happened was an umbrella came loose and it fell down and it almost hit a baby, because like the baby was like laying on like a lawn chair, like one of the pool lawn chairs, and obviously like the mom was right there, and it like almost fell and hit the baby, and it was so bad because the mom like was mad at us, but obviously we didn't push the umbrella down, obviously, like, the umbrella just happened to come loose. I think it was a windy day, again, I'm not really sure, this happened, again, 3 years ago, and the umbrella fell and almost hit the baby, and the mom just got, like, really upset, and obviously, like, I would, like, if I was a mom, like, I would probably be upset, too, and she just got, like, really mad at us, and obviously, like, there's nothing we can do to control the mechanics of an umbrella, or control how, like, if an umbrella were to fall, and if it, I don't remember, again, like I said, I don't remember if it was windy or not, but again, we can't control the wind, so that was a really, not bad day, but it was just, like, a day where I just didn't feel, it just wasn't the best day, and there's been also some times where I've had to deal with, like, a ton of Karens, a ton of people who just, like, are kind of rude sometimes, and there was this one story of I was working, and we were playing country music, and there was this mom that came up to us and was like, can you change the music channel? I'm getting kind of sleepy listening to this music. So it was kind of funny. But yeah, so those are some two iconic stories. And this one this next one happened, this one was more recently. There's an old guy who comes every day, and he likes to hold his breath. I don't know why. And he holds it for long periods of time, but this was the first time he's ever done something like this. He did a dead man's float face down in the water. So if you don't know what a dead man's float is, it's basically like you're floating on top of the water face down. And it happened for a very long time. Wasn't really moving. And I was like, do I have to jump in the water now? Like, do I have to save someone? And keep in mind that I was alone. And it was just, like, really scary, so I almost had to jump in. I was so close to jumping in. I was getting down from my chair, and then finally, as I was getting down from my chair about to jump in, he lifted his head up, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I almost had a heart attack that day, because I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I have to jump in, like, that's so scary, and I was wearing my Apple Watch, and the rest of the day, my heart rate was just so skyrocketing high because I was just, like, still, like, in shock of, like, what happened, like, almost having to jump in and save someone. And luckily, I didn't have to. And fun fact, I've never had to save anyone from, like, I've never had to jump in and save anyone. There's been some close calls. There have been, definitely been some close calls. But I've never had to jump in and save anyone, luckily. So hopefully that doesn't happen this summer. Knock on wood. And I think that's it for some of my more iconic work stories. And I'm going to share, like, the submissions that people sent in because these are so funny and, like, jaw-dropping, shocking to that I, like, the ones I had to read. So thank you to everyone who sent them in. I definitely do have some more, like, iconic work stories, and maybe I'll do, like, a podcast horror stories episode, but if you guys want to see more episodes like this, let me know. I've never done an episode like this where you guys have had to submit, like, a story for me to read off, so if you want me to do more episodes, just let me, more episodes like this, just let me know, and I can totally do that. And yeah, there's been other times where I've just had to deal with Karens, or, you know, like, someone gets a cut on their arm, like, cut on their knee or something. Or, yeah, Karens are not very fun to deal with, I'll just say that. But anyways, that's it for my own personal stories, but now I'm going to get right into my work horror stories, or not my work horror stories, your work horror stories. So this first one I got was, again, all these are anonymous, so I don't know who they are from. But I'm gonna read them off. So this one says, when I was working at my cafe, our dishwasher started to leak, and then it broke and flooded the entire cafe. Thank God it was closed at the time, but it was shitty timing because I was trying to be up out of that place. It was a disaster, and I believe in that same month, right next to that cafe, the ceiling in the hotel fell too. My cafe is in a hotel, and it was 2 inches away from hitting a guest. Damn, so glad I'm out of that hellhole. Wow, that actually is kind of scary how all those problems happened in, like, such a short amount of time. Well, I'm glad everyone's okay and you are out of your, you don't work there anymore. So thank you for sending that one in. That was a really good story. All right, next one. All right, this one, I actually really like this one. One summer, I worked at a fair at one of those balloon dart games. Long story short, that's how I found out I was allergic to latex. I stuck around for the entire time the fair was open that year, but OMG, definitely not worth it. Ooh, that's a Interesting story. I am not allergic to latex, but I definitely do know a lot of people who are. That sucks that you had to work at a balloon dart game and you were allergic to latex. Good, definitely good story. Thank you for submitting that one. Next one. When I was, oh, hold on, where is it? Oh, here's this next one. I worked at Starbucks. That's horrific enough. Okay, side note, I could never work at Starbucks. Like, that's like dealing with Karens on a different level. Like, I could never do that. Okay, going back to the story. But one time, a man came in with a list of 6 different drinks that didn't exist, aka secret menu items. He didn't know that they weren't regular drinks, and they weren't for him, so he had no idea what I meant when I say I needed the recipe. I tried to explain to him that they're not drinks that we advertise and sell, and he screamed, "Why can't anyone help me?" and then left. He was back 2 hours later with a very patient woman, lol. Oh, that's, like, kind of sad that he didn't know what was going on, and I feel kind of bad for you that, like, you couldn't help him because you didn't have the recipe, the recipes to make, like, the secret menu drinks. Ooh, that must have been really tricky. He was probably, like, showed up and was like, "Hey, can I have a Twix Frappuccino or something like that?" And anyways, that was a really good story. Thank you for submitting. This next one, the time we had a mouse in our office, but that didn't terrify me as much as the cockroach. Lost my shit. Another time when I was working as a receptionist, a guest came downstairs and asked me why there was 2 toilets in the bathroom. I told him that there wasn't. I said, "The other one is a bidet, not a toilet." He said, "So you can't shit in it?" No, sir, you can't. That's, oh my gosh. That's actually really funny that he, like, came up to you and was like, why is there 2 toilets in there? But anyways, thank you so much for sharing that story. That's actually a really iconic story. All right, next one. I was babysitting for this family last summer, and this family was the craziest family yet. I'm not one to judge, but the house was unkept, the children weren't disciplined, and the whole night was me trying to keep them from doing something crazy. Of course, this family had a deranged dog that followed me everywhere, wouldn't let me near the kids, and worst of all, would drink out of the toilet. I was given instructions from the parents to make sure the door to the bathroom stayed closed so that he could not drink out of the toilet bowl. So that's what I tried to do all night. A few weeks later, however, I got a text from the mom asking if I could dog sit while they were away for the weekend. I said sure, and she sent me a list of instructions. The dog gets 1 scoop of food. I'll leave the cup on the island. He drinks from the toilet, so if you could just flush the bowl each time you're here to freshen it, that would be great. And in capital letters, it says, "His water bowl is the toilet." This family tried to hide the fact that the dog's water bowl was the toilet. I knew the dog had a food bowl, but now water, and this was why. No wonder he was deranged. I was immediately disgusted, but I did what I was told. I felt so bad for this dog, and the real kicker was they were out of town because they were getting another dog. I vowed to never babysit for them again. Oh my gosh. That's actually so, that sucks. That is so, oh geez. It's, the best part of this story is the fact that they were out of town getting another dog who is probably going to be kind of crazy. And that's so gross that the dog drank out of the toilet bowl. Like, that's his water bowl. Ugh. Oh, jeez, that is so nasty. Ew. Like, imagine going to the bathroom, like, where a dog, like, drinks water from. I'm sorry, that's disgusting. Anyways, moving on to the next story. Thank you for submitting that. All right, this next one. I work for my parents. If their employees screw up, it's okay. If I go 1 minute over my break time, or if they see me on my phone for 1 second, all hell breaks loose. Ooh, that's iconic. I feel like that's kind of the same in families where, like, the older sibling, like older sibling, younger sibling type of thing. If, like, you know, the younger sibling, or if the older sibling does everything right, but if, you know, they go on their phone too much or something, then they get yelled at. But if the younger sibling's, like, always on their phone, then they never get yelled at, you know. But that's a really good story. Thank you for submitting that one. All right, next one. Okay, this one I think is one of my favorite stories that someone submitted. This one is really crazy, so... here we go. All right. I worked I used to work in an urgent care, and this lady came in one time screaming. She refused to let us bring her into her room and demanded to be looked at in the waiting room, and she wouldn't tell us what happened or what hurt. For some reason, she let me take her vitals and bring her back into a room, and she finally told me what happened. She fell on a cement decorative pineapple and landed directly on her ribs. When we told her she had to get an x-ray, she slapped the doctor and pulled my hair when I helped her into a gown. Oh my. Wow. That is... Woo! That's actually really weird. So she fell on a cement decorative pineapple and landed directly on her ribs. And then she slapped the doctor and pulled your hair when you helped her get into a gown. What? That is so... That is not good behavior. I'm really sorry she had to pull your hair. I'm really sorry she pulled your hair. That is... Ooh. That's awkward. Not really awkward, but painful. And hard to deal with. That's what I'll say about that. But anyways, blessings to you. Thank you for submitting that story, and I hope you haven't really dealt with anyone like that at your urgent care. Alright, this next one is another babysitting story. So I was 14 and babysitting 3 kids with my sister. One kid was just a year old and didn't stop crying the whole time. The dog was barking the whole time. I don't really vibe. And then in parentheses it says, I don't really vibe with dogs, and it was a hot mess. Then there was a huge glass smash in the kitchen. The dog had crawled onto the counter, it was a really big dog, and got into the cabinets and broke 5 wine glasses. 5! There was glass everywhere, and the family was understanding, thank God, and apparently the dog does this often. But we only went back to that family one more time. It was rough. Oh, geez. You guys in your babysitting stories dealing with dogs. That is, ooh. Jeez. Yeah, 5 wine glasses, I would feel so bad. I would probably, like, start crying. Because I'd be so embarrassed. Even though, like, I wasn't the one who broke the glass. But, wow, these are very interesting stories. Thank you, everyone, for submitting these funny stories. I had a great time reading them. If you want me to do more, like I said, if you want me to do more episodes like this, I definitely am interested in it. Whether that's like more work stories, or maybe like school horror stories, or maybe vacation horror stories, something like that. But anyways, thank you again for submitting. Thank you all for listening to today's episode. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, and make sure if you have any business or sponsorship or collab inquiries, you can email me, DM me, click the link in my bio to get access to all the platforms I am located on. Make sure you write a review in Apple Podcasts if you enjoy the Just As Well Things podcast. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, and also follow me on Spotify at Just As Well Things Podcast. Share the podcast with your friends and family. I'm really trying to have a really good podcast. I'm calling this Hot Podcaster Summer, as kind of like a play on Hot Girl Summer. So Hot Podcaster Summer is in full force. You know, we got super cool guests coming. So I hope you guys stay tuned for all the really cool content that's coming. I'm really excited for this summer and what the summer has to offer for my podcast and for all of you guys. Thank you all again for listening, for supporting me. Hope you guys have an awesome week ahead, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye guys. Thanks. Thank you again so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard and want to listen to more, check out previous episodes, and also come back every Sunday for a new episode as well.